No one is more vocal in support of Virginia's economic development efforts than Governor Bob McDonnell.
We focus like a laser on jobs and our economy. The result? The lowest unemployment rate in over 3 years. And we're rated the best state in America for business.
Well, on that last point, not everyone is in agreement these days. Here to talk about that is David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project. David, a story by Gregory Gilligan in the Richmond Times-Dispatch shows Virginia has slipped on one list where it used to be at the top.
Cable News CNBC has done this for 7 years. Virginia's always done really well, but they slipped this year a little bit and tied with Utah for fifth place as most business friendly.
And it seems the cost of doing business was the big factor here.
Right. The cost of doing business takes into account wages and rents. Virginia is kind of dinged on that, I guess, because of a lot of the commercial rental rates in Northern Virginia around the D.C. suburbs have remained high. What is good for the commercial real estate market is not necessarily good for these rankings.
Now, the state actually ranked a little better in one category, that's transportation and infrastructure, and a new transportation funding program on the way could make things even better in that regard.
I guess the folks in Virginia are hopeful that once the money starts to really flow in from this new legislation, that Virginia's transportation ranking will move upwards, and that would help the overall rating.
And of course, it's worth remembering, David, that even if Virginia's not number one, number five among 50 states is still pretty good. Now, there's a new reality show on TV in Richmond that presents domestic situations very different from what people see when they watch the Kardashians or those Orange County housewives. That story's gotten lots of attention on VA News this past week.
Yeah, this show is runs on a cable public access channel in Richmond. It's called The Real Baby Mamas of Richmond, and it's created quite a stir. There was a story about it recently by Melissa Scott Sinclair, a reporter in Style Weekly, which is an alt weekly in the Richmond area.
David, what's the point of the show?
If you think of a reality show, if you think of The Real Housewives, kind of glamorous people, this takes a look at really what a more typical parent, a mother in Richmond, a city in which 60% of the city's families are households run by single parents, and that percentage goes to 86% among black families. This is looks at women who had children young when they were, in fact, almost babies themselves, and they're very real struggles to kind of keep their lives and families together.
Well, unlike some of those other shows, nobody's getting rich off this one, but there is hope it'll have other kinds of benefits.
The show is just getting going. It's a bit controversial. There's some fear among the people that have started it that it's just going to reinforce stereotypes. But the producer of the show is hoping it will give a chance that other single mothers will know that they're not alone.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily collection of reports from newspapers across the state at their website, vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.